Dream State, written by Catboy Dogma, read by Opal Song. Fandom, Star Wars. Rating, teen. Category, gen. Also tagged for Planet Coruscant, Coruscant Underworld, Coruscant is Haunted, Horror, Haunting, Force Ghosts, kind of, World Building, Crack, Humor, Crack treated semi-seriously, Original Characters, Togruta, and Togruta Culture and Traditions. Part 3 of the Benighted series. Recorded for Lattice Frames for ITBE 2022.
Photographs of everything we could see. We knew we were impervious, no matter how we'd bleed. We never fought for breath, peace and prophetess. We were nothing we would defy. Invincible skin.
This was a phenomenally bad idea. The mouth of a storm drain loomed in front of Percy, dark and foreboding. He'd had to go down so many levels for this, he'd lost count. He'd sped right past the power grid, even, and the only illumination this deep into Coruscant came from the xenon strips of dirty light buzzing fitfully overhead. It smelled like still water and rotting leaves inside the tunnel. Percy bonked his Montrails getting in, bonked them when he tried to duck back out, and scraped the thin, sensitive skin on the side of a Lek when he overcompensated and staggered right into the side of the tunnel. Okay. Observations. Percy scratched down on his pad of paper. Tunnel, small. He moved on. The tunnel wound right between level he forgot the number and level whichever was under that one. It was like a level unto itself, really. The tunnel network was extensive, winding in all directions and connecting parts of Coruscant that Percy hadn't even known about. Blood started to beat up around Percy not 2 hours later. The thick, cloying smell of it came first. Percy was coughing before he knew it, copper rising at the back of his throat like bile. It smelled like a thunderstorm, a little, like ozone and water and change. The tunnel walls were weeping blood. Percy touched a hand to the wall as he stumbled, unthinking, and recoiled when it came back warm and wet. A heavy droplet fell to Percy's head and traced a ticklish path down between Percy's Montrails. So far, so good. Blood present. Percy scribbled. Pad of notes, 2 inches from his nose in the dark. 1 hour, 43 minutes in. Temperature drop of 36 degrees. Nice. Footsteps echoed down the length of the tunnel. Percy flattened himself to the cold, curved wall, the stone of it rough against the back of his Montrails. Prey instinct rose up the ladder of his spine, hard and fast, spiking cold terror behind his eyes as his heart seized in his chest. A Sunya rounded the corner. Percy quivered against the stone of the storm drain, nearly insensate with heedless terror. The fear wasn't his. He reminded himself. This fear was like a sickness, in that he needed to fight it, in that it fucking sucked. She was just like the tales described her. The tip of her tall, sweeping Montrails towered over even Percy, who stood at a modest 7'6". There was no stooping for A. Sunya, though. The tunnel wavered out of vision around her, distorted by shadow like a long-distance holocall. She had no eyes to speak of, only gaping hollows, like a death's head. Some flimsy, gauzy material had been draped over her, head to toe, with a rich embroidery fading at the bottom. The hem of it was soaked in the blood puddling at the bottom of the tunnel, dark enough to look black. Her face markings glowed like the neon signs of the street above, highlighting the sharp cliffs of her cheekbones and sharpening the length of her jaw. The tales said that if you breathed in the presence of A. Sunya, you lost your soul. Percy breathed out. Percy breathed in. Rancid, stale air filled his lungs. A stopped and stared. Her dark, hollow eye socket seemed bottomless.
You should be writhing in soulless torment right now.
Can't, Percy said cheerfully. Oh, thank the force that had worked. Holy shit! The borrowed fear leaked away into a puddle, probably curled up somewhere with what remained of his dignity. Not currently in possession of my soul. Sorry. It's kind of a funny story, actually. I mean, I'm here to ask you some questions. If you could take a moment.
What happened to your soul, youngling?
A didn't look at Percy, for she had no eyes with which to look. But Percy felt the sharpening of her attention all the same. Student debt, Percy told her. Sucks the soul right out of you. Literally, apparently. Not to say Percy had come down here hoping on sheer dumb luck, but, well, it had gotten him this far, hadn't it?
Student.
A looked abruptly horrified for a moment, the ghostly markings on her face dimming. Soft, clinging shadow obscured the very tips of her cream and gray Montrails. Yep. Percy popped the P loudly, and the sound echoed around the storm drain. So, about those questions, have time for a short little interview?
What is this for?
A asked, the hollows of her eyes crinkling at the corners in a kind of squint. The walls of the tunnel bled a little more, thick claret oozing out of the pores of the stone and staining the tunnel floor. Thesis, Percy said proudly. I'm writing about the cultural and linguistic effects of the condensed diaspora of Coruscant, most specifically of Shili immigrants.
I will answer whichever questions I see fit, if, and only if.
A raised a long, elegant finger. It was tipped with a razor-sharp claw. The bed of it was crusted with old, dried blood.
I get co-authorship.
Holy shit! Percy was going to have a stroke. This was going to break so many brains and bust so many balls. Maybe he had actually died and gone to the big grass plain in the sky. His prof was gonna shit herself. He was getting co-authorship with A. Sunya. Yes, he said fervently. The ghostly light of A's markings dispelled just enough darkness for Percy to start scribbling frantic notes. Yes, 1,003 times. Okay, yeah, okay. Is your name really A. Sunya? She went by many names as there were tales to tell of her. But this was the one Percy had learned her first by. It was the name she had in Togrutan's stories. The ones Percy had heard whispered around late meals or in midnight dark dormitories.
It is the name I am called by.
A inclined her head, folding her hands in a way that Percy registered as polite interest.
It is the oldest of my myriad names.
Is it the name you prefer, though? Percy paused, pen still pressed to paper.
It is the name that reminds me of home.
Ah, fuck. Do you miss it? Percy asked, voice softer now. Home? What was home to a ghost? A memory?
I don't miss home. I miss the feel of tudu grass under my feet and the dance of the moons at night. I miss the smell of the persimmon trees in the summer, when the fruit was hot and ripe enough to split and burst. I suppose I miss the sensation of Sheely, but not Sheely itself.
Right. Bring Ms. Sunya a persimmon. Percy wrote, with two stars next to it and three underscores for emphasis. Would you go back if you could?
No.
A shook her head, long Luku brushing the tunnel floor as they swayed back and forth. You don't speak Old Togruti. How have your speech patterns changed over the years? Percy asked. This was the real question here.
I don't. Do you want me to?
Percy squirmed under A's hollow attention, the back of his Montrails heating with a blush. I'm, a little rusty. I've been working on it here and there. He wasn't bad. He could translate at least one poem out of every three, which was what it was really for. Did you learn basic from the people coming down here?
Somewhat, here and there. When I found my way here, the language they spoke was not basic. Coruscant once had its own language, one that has influenced and in turn been influenced over the centuries. I do not hear it much anymore, but a version of it exists in New Basic. These storm drains, the area near the storm drains, it was all Togruti. There was a settlement on the surface, near the first entrance. I never noticed the passing of time, but I always noticed the transformation of language used and words spoken. Does that answer your question?
Absolutely, Percy said, enraptured. This was enough to keep him sustained for a lifetime. Thank you so much. I'm gonna be back again. Probably soon. Is that all right? He was starting to get worried about the state of his speeder. Leaving one unattended was just asking for it to be taken apart for scrap. Never mind how well you tried to secure it. But this was well worth it.
I will not mind terribly if you did,
A told him, as if confiding some great secret. It must have gotten lonely down here, walking the tunnels year after decade after century.
I will be here, waiting.
The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening! Podficker's Notes. Fun fact, this podfic was recorded on October 30th, so the day before Halloween. It felt thematic, even though it's going to be revealed in December.